case 5876. On a motion of the commission to consider the temporary spacing for the development of an oil and/or gas pool discovered by the Samadan Oil Corporation's number 1-16 Camp Davis State well, located in the southwest northwest of section 16, township 161 north, range 95 west, Divide County, North Dakota, define the limits of the field and enact such special field rules as may be necessary. Anyone wishing to testify, please come forward. Would you please raise your right hand? You promise to tell the truth in this matter?
I do.
Proceed.
Mr. Examiner, my name is John Morrison, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in this matter on behalf of Samadan Oil Corporation. We have one witness in this matter, which is a temporary spacing matter. Scott, would you state your name, provide your business address, tell us by whom you're employed and what capacity, please?
My name is Scott Steinke. I'm a petroleum engineer employed by Samadan Oil Corporation. My business address is 1050 17th Street, Suite 1100, Denver, Colorado, 80265.
And in that capacity, have you previously testified for this commission as an expert witness and had your qualifications as such accepted?
I have.
Have you also brought with you certain exhibits you intend to sponsor in this hearing?
Yes.
And have those exhibits been prepared either by yourself or under your control and supervision?
Yes.
And well, I'll offer the further testimony of this individual as an expert witness.
Is there any objection? You may proceed.
Hey, Scott, let's turn first to exhibit number one. I'll have you identify that exhibit and then briefly describe what's shown on the exhibit.
Exhibit number one is a lease ownership map. This was revised from the exhibit, which has previously been pre-filed. This is the only revised exhibit. This is a lease ownership map of sections located in Township 161 North, Range 95 West, Divide County, North Dakota. The Samadan Camp Davis State 116 well is located in the southwest of the northwest quarter section of Section 16. The shaded area on the map, which is the south half of Section 17, the southwest quarter of Section 16, the northwest quarter of Section 21, and the northeast quarter of Section 20, is the original spacing for the Sadler field, which was a Madison pool spaced on July 1st, 1987 in case number 4276. It's Samadan's intention to show that the Bakken, which is the productive zone in the Camp Davis State 116, is correlative to the well to the south, the Condor Petroleum Huer 4120, and the Apache Frederickson 10-8 well to the north. Samadan will ask for 160-acre spacing, which is quarter sections, and will request that Sadler Field be extended to include all of Section 17, all of Section 16, the south half of Section 8, and the south half of Section 9.
Okay, let's continue on with the next exhibit, exhibit number two.
Exhibit number two is a structure map of the top of the Bakken interval. Structural dip on this map is from the north to the south. The dashed lines on the map reflect the wells that have the middle Bakken present and will be shown in the cross-section in exhibit number three.
Okay, let's go on with the exhibit number three then.
Exhibit number three is a north-south cross-section through the three wells identified on exhibit number two. There's two points I'd like to make with this exhibit. The first is that the producing horizon in the Camp Davis State number 116 well, which is the log section shown in the middle, is the middle Bakken interval, which is a dolomitic siltstone and not the upper shale, which is commonly produced in the Williston Basin. Second point is the middle Bakken is present in all three wells and has the same log properties, such as porosity, pay thickness, and gamma ray characteristic, which we feel is indicative of all three wells being in the same pool.
Okay, then I'll have you identify and briefly discuss exhibit number four.
Exhibit number four is well information and rock and fluid properties of the Bakken in the Camp Davis State number 116. The well was originally drilled as a Red River Silurian test. These zones were found to not be productive, and the well was subsequently completed in the middle portion of the Bakken, which again is a dolomitic siltstone and not a shale. The well produces sweet crude oil and gas with no H2S or other impurities, and the reservoir drive mechanism is solution gas and expansion. The other properties shown on this page were actually measured or derived from industry-accepted correlations.
Okay, Scott, then I'll have you identify and discuss exhibit number five, please.
Exhibit 5 is the production history of the Bakken in the Camp Davis State 116. The well first produced from the Bakken on December 16th, 1993, and was statused as a completed well December 20th, 1993, at an average rate of 32 barrels oil per day, 4 barrels water per day, and 19 MCF per day. The well was fracture stimulated with gelled crude oil that was purchased off lease and sand on January 10th, 1994. All load was recovered on January 17th, 1994. The current production from the Camp Davis State from the Bakken interval is 40 barrels oil per day, 5 barrels water per day, and 55 MCF per day. The well is produced with a pumping unit using a downhole rod pump. The oil is trucked off lease and purchased by Coke Oil Company. The gas is currently flared. However, a contract has been negotiated between Samadan Oil and Western Gas Resources, and gas sales should commence within 90 days.
Okay, then let's go on to exhibit number 6.
Exhibit number 6 is a reserve and original oil in place estimation for the Bakken in the Camp Davis State 116. The parameters used was an area of 160 acres, a pay thickness of 16 feet, porosity of 7%, a water saturation of 50%, and a formation volume factor of 1.36. Using these parameters, the original oil in place was found to be 511,000 barrels of oil. There are no immediate offsets producing from the Bakken in the Sadler area, but similar Bakken wells to the east in Stoneview Field have reserves of 100,000 barrels of oil per well. So using 100,000 barrels of reserves and 511,000 barrels of oil in place gives a recovery factor of 20%. 20% is a good number for solution gas drive reservoirs. Bakken wells recover approximately 1 MCF of gas for every barrel of oil produced, so the reserve assignment to the Camp Davis State 116 in the Bakken is 100,000 barrels of oil and 100,000 MCF of gas.
Okay, let's go on then to Exhibit 7, the final exhibit.
Exhibit 7 is the economics of a Bakken well in the Sadler Field area. The parameters I used for the economics is an IP of 40 barrels of oil per day, 40 MCF per day, decline rate of 10%, drilling and completion costs of $660,000, current oil and gas prices were used of $12 a barrel and $1 an MCF. The predicted results, and again this is from the Bakken interval only, is a producing reserve life of 12.6 years, oil reserves of 100,000 barrels, gas reserves of 100,000 MCF. The cash flow generated from the oil and gas is $546,000, which results in a net loss of $114,000. The well never pays out and there's no rate of return. The minimum oil price for a Bakken well, for a well to be economical in the Bakken interval only, is $18 per barrel, and economic is defined as payout and a 10% rate of return over the life of the well. To conclude, the drilling for Bakken reserves alone is not economical at today's current low oil prices. Oil prices must get to $18 a barrel, or other zones such as the Madison must be present and can be commingled with the Bakken to justify additional drilling.
Okay, Scott, then is your recommendation that temporary spacing for this field be established on the basis of one well per 160 acres?
Yes.
And along with that, you recommend that all the other field rules customarily associated with 160-acre spacing in the area be included?
Yes.
In your opinion, will that spacing pattern result in adequate and efficient drainage of the common source of supply?
Yes, it will.
And will it prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells and prevent waste?
Yes.
And will it result in the protection of correlative rights?
Yes.
Now, you also mentioned commingling with Madison. Is there potential for Madison reserves in this particular well?
Yes, there is. The Camp Davis State did have a drill stem test in the Madison interval, which did recover hydrocarbons. It is our intention sometime in the near future to test the Madison and to explore the feasibility of commingling it with the Bakken.
And it's correct, is it not, that the Sadler-Madison pool is spaced on the basis of one well for 160 acres?
Yes, it is.
And having the same spacing for the Bakken will also facilitate that commingling in the future, is that correct?
Yes.
I don't have any further questions. We'd offer our exhibits at this time.
The exhibits are received. Any questions from the staff?
Scott, I have one. On your exhibit 4, the Kelly bushing elevation, is that 2251 instead of 1251?
On exhibit 3. Exhibit 3, it's 2351.
There is a typo there. On exhibit number 3, the Kelly bushing elevation is identified on each of the three wells, and it is correctly identified on exhibit number 3 as 2351 feet.
Scott, while we're on that exhibit, maybe I missed this. The Condor well, is that producing out of that middle member too, or is...
No, that well is producing out of the Madison Formation, which is, I believe, about 1,000 feet uphole from the Bakken.
But you think that the middle member in the Bakken, though, would be productive in that well too?
Logs indicate that the zones are very similar, and we feel that it would produce from the middle Bakken.
Okay. And one other question, Scott, on your reservoir parameters here. The RT, is that a corrected RT, or was that taken directly from the... given an RT of 13?
Yes. I believe that was taken directly from the logs.
Scott, taking a look at your economics, you show a drilling cost of $660,000. Did that include the cost of the gelled oil and mesh sand stimulation, or is that separate?
That does include the cost of the frack. A shallow well drilled only to the Bakken and not to any deeper intervals can use a smaller ID casing and a smaller tubing string and a smaller pumping unit, which would result in significantly less drilling and completion costs.
Okay. And then taking a look at that upper Bakken shale there, you've got about 10 feet according to the logs on the exhibit. Did you look at that, do any testing on that at all, or has it got any possible potential as far as sand band is concerned?
We're not familiar with any Bakken shale producers in the area. We are familiar with the Bakken silt in the area. I don't believe that is a target that we would pursue. We did have some drilling shows through it, but it wasn't a significant gas increase on the gas detector, such as what we recorded in the Madison and in the Bakken, in the middle Bakken.
Scott, when did you first encounter any formation gas up above the Bakken? Did you receive any when you were drilling the Pulse Bakken, or was it pretty much when you entered the upper Bakken shale, your first gas kick?
To the best of my memory, Bruce, I think we started getting the gas shows when we got into the Bakken silt. You can see the interval that we tested in drill stem test number 2, and I believe they set the top packer where they first started getting the good gas shows out of that.
Okay. We've typically defined these Bakken pools as 50 feet above the top of the Bakken formation, down to 50 feet below the top of the Three Forks. Do you have a problem with that definition?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you.
Is the well on pump?
Yes, it is.
Any other questions? Anyone else testify in this case? We'll take the case 5876 under advisement. Going with case 5889.